All right, Matt, we're going to start with the rewind, going back to high school days. And just growing up as a youngster, you come from a huge Irish Catholic family. It's been estimated that you have about 100 people in your family, and they'll probably all be in Philly this weekend.
No question.
But a lot of different personalities, a lot of different characters. I mean, do you think your family life in that situation has helped you be a better teammate dealing with different personalities in the locker room?
Absolutely. You know, I think a team is very much like a family. You have all kinds of different personalities, all kinds of different roles. Those roles change at times. And I think growing up, having the upbringing and the family surrounding me that I did probably prepared me better for, you know, what I'm doing now than anything else.
Now, I've met your parents, Mike and Bernice. They go to a lot of your games. They support you and your three siblings, I know, greatly. A lot like my parents supported me. It meant a lot to me. And I know your parents mean a lot to you. Can you think of something that, when you were young, a lesson that they taught you, something that Dad said, something that Mom did, or that has just really impacted your life, and to this day, it affects who you are?
There are so many. Probably for me, I think the biggest thing, and it wasn't one specific time that it was said, but it was said, you know, kind of over and over and over and over, was being third in the family. A lot was about doing and not so much about speaking. You know, it was getting your things not done, not talking about getting your things done. And I think, in a way, my parents were raising you to do your work, not talk about doing your work. Mm-hmm. And I've always tried to live by that, whether it be in any part of my life. I think actions speak louder than words. And, you know, I'm grateful that I was taught that at a young age.
Matt, I'm glad you brought that up, because if I've noticed one thing about you, is that you don't ever hope. And I know that sounds weird, because you think you'd want to have hope. But what I mean by that is you don't hope for things to happen in your life. If you want to do something or be something, you do it. You just get to work and you do it. So having inspiration and ideas and plans is one thing, but the action is actually the important part, right?
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I think that you know, there's a lot of things that you want in your life, but it's about trying to go accomplish those things, the actions that you do. I think I was watching something on TV where Herm Edwards had a great quote where he said, "A goal without a plan is just a wish." And I think it's really true in that you can have these great aspirations, and that's good, and you should. But you need to have a course of action for going about attaining those things. And you just need to keep your head down and keep working at it. And then, you know, when you look up, you're going to be closer to where you want to be.
All right, we're going to fast forward to high school a bit. William Penn Charter High School in Pennsylvania. Your senior year, you played basketball, football, baseball. You were the captain of all three teams. You threw for 1,300 yards, 9 touchdowns. But you were a leader of those teams. You're a leader of this team. You were a leader at Boston College. What, in your opinion, what are some of the characteristics, or maybe just one vital characteristic that all good leaders have?
There are a number of them. I think probably the number one thing I think that every leader needs to have is accountability. In order to lead, people need to be able to look at you and be able to count on you in all situations, good, bad, whatever they are. And I think that without that, it's hard to tell someone or encourage someone or, you know, criticize someone if they need that. I think it's, you know, it's important to be accountable and to do as you say, you know, just don't say what other people should do.
Right. Walk the walk.
Exactly.
In 2006 at Boston College, season opener, Central Michigan, you sprain your ankle. Then against Virginia Tech, you break your foot on the same leg. I mean, despite those circumstances, you still only missed one game. Clearly, you had to persevere. We all face adversity in life. Sometimes it's injury, sometimes it's sickness, sometimes it's the loss of a loved one. I mean, is there something that you've, a mentality or mindset that you've had about adversity, or an attitude about overcoming difficulty in your life, that you could share with kids?
Yeah, I think for me, the mindset that I've always had is, and this was, you know, in athletics, but I think it pertains to all aspects of your life. I've always thought that if you can play, you play. And you don't make excuses for why you can or whatever. And there are instances where you can't play.
Right.
Everybody's human. And everybody, you know, your body is your body. There are some things you can't go through. But if you can, you play.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't complain. You don't worry about those things. You just kind of grin and bear it. And, you know, I think it's true in life. There's going to be things that are uncomfortable, you know, adversities that come up and you know, being able to deal with it, knowing that coming out on the other end of it is so rewarding. I think that, you know, that's helped me get through a lot of different things.
Now we're going to go between the lines. And this week's a big week. You're going back to your hometown, city of brotherly love. The city hasn't shown you much love traveling there. You haven't won yet.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know that bugs the crap out of you because you're a cutthroat competitor. So is there some sort of mindset mentality when you're facing this mountain, this goal that you've been wanting to achieve or accomplish and you just haven't done it yet? I mean, is there something that you're going through right now mentally that you want to do differently or some sort of mindset that you've taken on this year that maybe you'd had that in years past?
You know, I think one of the best things, and I've never really talked to anybody about it, but having, you know, your own personal little checklist
mm-hmm.
of milestones or goals or humps or whatever it is, mm-hmm. little things that you kind of want to get over and just being able to check that one off and check that one off.
You write them down?
For me, yeah.
Yeah.
And just being able to, you know, put the X next to it or put the little check mark and you know, cross the line through it. Those kind of things help me and just, you know, having that mindset of crossing off things off the list. And then when the list is done, it's a new list. Mm-hmm. And I think having those goals, keeping those goals constantly, you know, in your mind and thinking about those things constantly, I think helps.
So now that I'm in the media, I hear a lot of talk and they say how Matt Ryan is one of the elite quarterbacks. Matt Ryan is, they're touting you as an early MVP candidate. And I've always loved watching you maintain your humility. So when we've had a bit of success in life, no matter what we are, whether a student, we're an athlete, a business person, businesswoman, what, how do you handle that success? How do you stay focused and disciplined and dedicated?
You know, I think you need to enjoy it. There's no question about it. Things are hard, especially, you know, in this sport. It's hard to win,
yeah.
And you need to enjoy it, but you need to keep it in perspective as well. And I think going back to kind of that same thing before, it's, you know, having your checklist, having your list, having your goals, your to-do list, like you said, and when you kind of get through some of those, it's about, you know, readjusting and starting to push towards new things. And I've always had that mindset, and I think that, you know, it's one of the things that's helped me throughout my career.
So will you ever be content in your athletic career? Are you always going to stay hungry?
Yeah, I think probably not.
Yeah.
I probably won't be content. I always feel like you can improve. Mm-hmm. I always feel like there are things that you can do better or you can be more efficient at or, you know, even in terms of your preparation, those kind of things. I think there's always ways to be better. And, you know, I guess unless you're a guy like, you know, Tony Gonzalez or something like that, who's at the very end and has been highly successful for a long time. But even when you look at a guy like that, I mean, he's the same way. It's always about trying to be better than he's been before. And I think that's a good quality to have.
Right. Matt, you're an avid golfer. And there's a book called Zen Golf. It talks about the mental aspect of the game, talks about breathing, talks about focus. Has golf helped you in your game? Is there something you've taken from the game of golf that's helped you?
I think so. I think they're very similar. I think all sports in a way are very similar. If you are talking about the mental approach to things,
yeah.
You know, I think golf is much like playing quarterback. You have to be making clear decisions and good decisions mentally, but you also have to execute physically,
mm-hmm.
and you have to execute physically, you know, when everything around you is uncomfortable.
Right.
And I think you can train yourself to do that. And the more you put yourself in those situations, the more you succeed in those situations, the more comfortable you become in those situations. And And so I think, you know, there are some similarities.
All right, we're going to go inside the mind, last section here, and just kind of understand what makes you tick. So we're going to talk about achieving goals. When you talked about the list and you check off that list, if there's one of those goals you have to achieve in your life that you want to achieve, is there something you've done to help you get there? For example, I would write post-it notes everywhere with inspirational quotes, phrases. That's one of the things I did. Is there something that you do that maybe people don't know about that separates you?
Yeah, I think there, for me, I've always tried to latch on to like one thing, one quote for while I'm going through one situation.
So like a mantra.
Exactly. Whatever it is. Right. And, you know, even Coach Smith has done a great job since he's been here, and this year specifically, of picking out one word, whatever that word is, and going towards it. But for me, it was one quote. Mm. And I think becoming content, those kind of things, that's a hard part of any athlete's career. You don't want to become content. You always want to strive to be better. And I saw a quote that said, if you want something you've never had, you need to do something you've never done. Mm-hmm. And I think it's not groundbreaking or anything like that, but I think it hits home.
It's your constant
exactly
reminder.
It's my constant reminder of, you know what, you've done some things well, but you haven't been what you want to be. Mm-hmm. And you know, you need to do something more or better or whatever in order to get there.
Do you think it's important to perform self-analysis?
Absolutely. I think it's the most important thing to do. I think, athletically and professionally for me, you have the opportunity in the off season to be selfish, to improve yourself. Mm-hmm. And I always try and pick something physically and then, you know, mentally as a quarterback, areas that I feel like I can improve and be better. And they're small, specific things, but they're tangible goals that I feel like you can make a difference and
right.
you can change and you can improve in. And, I think that constant positive self-critique, you know, it's not beating yourself up saying, I need to be this, I need to be that. It's, you know, I do some of these things really well, but if I could just be a little bit better in these areas, I think I could be a lot better as a player.
Now, I would jump in front of traffic for you and your wife, Sarah. Because a couple months ago, I asked you to be part of something for Make-A-Wish, just if you'd do the honor, Claire and I, the honor of being our guests at an event. Not only did you show up for me and
you're going to embarrass me,
but you guys donated $25,000 to Make-A-Wish. What's the main reason that you want to help these kids who need help?
You know what? I think if you've ever, if you've ever been to a Make-A-Wish event, or even if you've just ever seen one on TV, I mean, they have them on SportsCenter. They play that Make-A-Wish series during the summer. I've been fortunate enough to be, to have had kids come to training camp and hang out and have lunch and watch practice and spend the day with us. And it changes you. It really does. It changes you as a person. And, you know, in all honesty, it's the least we could do to help for my wife and I. And if we can positively impact a handful of kids' lives and make a difference and give them an experience that, is going to put a smile on their face, even if just for a couple days, it's worth it. It's an organization that I think is, unbelievably successful, and we're just happy to help.
We're going to go rapid fire inside the mind, just fun, quirky stuff.
All right.
If aliens landed in front of you right now and they said in exchange for anything on this planet, you could come and hold a position on our planet, what position would you want to hold?
President.
President of the aliens.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay. And if you could trade places with one person, alive or dead, real or fake, past, present, future, who for 1 week?
Just for 1 week?
Would you change places?
Johnny Unitas. Yeah.
You think he lived that life?
I think he lived a good life. I think he was playing in the NFL in the golden age. I think he handled himself the right way, and I've always just been a big fan. Plus, Chris Redman would be really happy that I said that.
Right. You want to know what it feels like to be a good quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All
right. What's your favorite word? That's a tough question, but I mean, if there's one
win.
Win.
Yeah, I think win is a win is a good word in a lot of areas of your life.
Absolutely. Always winning. What's a word that kind of makes you cringe? Like when you hear that word, you don't like that word.
Negative.
Negative.
I don't like negative people, negative places. Any of that kind of stuff. Negative, all that kind of stuff. Just
yeah.
I like positive, positive things.
Vampires.
Yeah. Energy like buzz.
What's a sound or noise that you love?
Crowd going wild. I think that's a cool, especially as a quarterback when you're laying on the ground, because a lot of times after the ball's left your hand, you don't really see what's going on and you're kind of laying on the ground and you know, if it's a good play or a bad play, by the crowd going nuts.
So the fans in the aviary,
and
the dome and the bird's nest.
Absolutely.
All right. What's a profession and a non-athlete, by the way, that you would like to attempt other than your own?
Musician. Yeah. I think being a musician would be really cool. I grew up playing the guitar. My dad taught me how to play when I was young. I think it'd be a lot of fun to be a musician.
Did you bring your guitar to camp this year?
Yeah, I brought it up to camp, played just a little bit, not as much as in the past. Bear Woods used to be on our team, and so to be able to play with him was a lot of fun.
I'm taking piano lessons. Maybe we'll put a band
I like it.
What's a profession that, you know, whether it's because you admire it or just because it's stupid, what's a profession that you just wouldn't want to do?
I want to say coaching.
That's a good one. I mean, they never get to see their family.
Oh, I know. It's just a hard profession.
Someone else said that this year. What would be your power animal?
Tiger.
If Hollywood made a movie about your life, by whom would you like to see the lead role played?
Ooh. Matt Damon. I always like Matt Damon.
Yeah.
He's always in good movies.
Yeah. If you could be a superhero, what would you want your one superpower to be?
Oh, you got to be able to fly.
Yeah.
Got
to be able to fly. I like that. All right, Matt. Describe yourself in three words.
I think humble, confident, and passionate. I think in all areas of my life.